Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a programme that focuses on artists, arts organisations and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I am your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts, and our guest today is my colleague, Jill Garcia, Director of Education at South Shore Arts. So thank you, Jill, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Summer is in full swing at South Shore Arts. Please tell us about everything you have on offer this summer for adults, kids, and families.
Of course. I'm so glad that I get to share this with you. We have a lot going on. So our summer classes begin Wednesday, June 3rd. Our summer camps start June 8th with a variety of one-week camps that we have running throughout the summer for kids and teens of all ages. We'll have everything from pottery and mask making to drawing with perspective. In addition to our summer classes and camps, we're going to have one-day workshops. To learn more about all of our summer classes, camps, and workshops, you can visit www.southshoreartsonline.org. We will also be celebrating our Juneteenth. We'll have a Juneteenth celebration on Friday, June 19th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at South Shore Arts in our gallery. You can find us every third Thursday in Hammond at the Farmed and Forged Farmers Market from 3:30 to 7 p.m. Lastly, we have our Family Art Festival on Sunday, July 26th from 10 to 2 in Munster here at South Shore Arts. You'll be able to come and enjoy DIY make and takes. We're going to have art activities. You'll be able to participate in Rockapelli's musical petting zoo. Here's some musical performances from our ukulele just for fun strummers. Enjoy some island ice and burrito bowls and much, much more. So we hope that you can take a look at our website and come and join us for a lot of the events that we're going to be having this summer.
So the market in Hammond is something new for us.
Last night was our first night and we had a great turnout. There were lots of people there, a lot of different vendors, and every third Thursday that we go, we'll be doing a different art activity. So we're going to change things up. We'll have something that kids, adults, everybody in between can enjoy.
And the market's at, I think, 435 Sibley in Hammond, near the old train station. We were serenaded several times yesterday by the sounds of locomotives going through downtown Hammond.
That's right.
But there's also music. Last night, Chef Blaze had a cooking demonstration. The Farmed and Forged Market is, I think, a wonderful new addition to street life in Hammond.
Absolutely. It was so much fun last night. There were things there from flowers. You could buy fresh produce. You could come and get a pastry, take home some delicious bread, have a cup of coffee, you name it. They had quilters there. They had people that made shirts. There's something really for everybody. It's just a great thing to come and check out. And, of course, stop by South Shore Arts and do a fun activity.
And our Family Arts Fest is really intended to draw in the community to explore what we have to offer at the Center for the Visual and Performing Arts throughout the year. Would you like to say a little bit more about the types of classes that we offer?
We've got four summer camps. We've got a lot of different camps coming up. We're going to be doing some mask making inspired by Earth, teen pottery throwdown. We'll do some creative clay basics. We've got a wide variety of summer camps. And at the Family Art Festival, you'll be able to come and see some live demos. We're going to have one of our instructors outside doing a wheel demo. We're going to have another instructor inside doing a draw your pet portrait. So you will have a class coming up in the summer just a little bit later where you can sign up to draw your pet, and she's going to do a demo on that. We're going to be doing a fun make and take leather activity. We've got a new instructor coming in to do leather classes. That will be a great one to come in and check out. So we've got instructors coming in to do the Family Art Festival that also teach classes here, and it's a great way to kind of learn a little bit about them and what their offerings are going to be. We're also going to do some paper marbling. We've got an incredible artist and instructor that does a lot of mixed media, and she's going to do some paper marbling that you'll be able to take with. You'll be able to try it and take with you.
What's a class you would like to take at South Shore Arts?
I am really excited to get the leather instructor in. I cannot wait to try my hand at the leather making. I think it will be a lot of fun. We've also got some mixed media classes where there's going to be some paper mache, which I think would be a lot of fun to come in and just create and build with my hands. Those are two that I'm excited about taking.
Someday I'm going to take a pottery class. I really want to get my hand into clay, and I know that we offer a lot of those, working with the wheel and hand building. I think that would be wonderfully stress reducing to work with clay.
It's such a labor of love. There's a lot of time involved in it, but you can come out with beautiful pieces. The ceramic classes are a very hot commodity here. People love to come in and take them and hone in and just perfect their skills.
So please remind listeners how they can find out about everything that's going on this summer at South Shore Arts.
Of course, of course. So you always can go to our website, which is www.southshoreartsonline.org, or you can always give us a call. Our number here is 219-836-1839. If you dial extension 107, you will reach me directly, and I will gladly get you registered and sign you up for classes and answer all the questions that you may have. One thing I'd like to add, too, is all of our classes, we cover the supplies. So if you're interested in partaking classes, you come and we provide the supplies. And then that way you can just come in and enjoy the experience in the class and know that you don't have to worry about anything extra in terms of what you need to look for to bring for class.
Well, that's great. Thank you for joining us. And thank you all for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We will be back next week to highlight even more people, places, and events that celebrate the arts across Northwest Indiana.